On the show today, we have BankJoy's very own Mike Brown talking about BankJoy's new business banking solution they are launching in Q1 2022, which is right around the corner. So Mike is here to tell us all about it, all the clunkiness that has been removed from the current process that folks are experiencing out there, and making it quite a seamless process. Really good stuff here from Mike, so check it out. Hey, today we're talking about something else pretty cool, and BankJoy has just launched its business banking solution. Well, actually Q1 of next year, but it might as well be Q1 of next year. So can you tell us a little bit about it? Just give us a quick summary, and then we'll dive into some details here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited to be launching this. Mostly, I'm excited for our existing partners who are going to get their hands on this first and get to use it.
Right.
But you know, for a long time, BankJoy has been serving mainly consumer-based credit unions. But you know, all of these credit unions have at least one small business that kind of slips in there and starts using our platform. Generally, great reviews. They love the interface. I think we have one of the most customer-friendly, easy-to-use interfaces in the business. But there were just a few things missing for these small business owners to really do their jobs properly. And that's the gap that we really looked to close. So for our existing clients, we are going to help their existing business members kind of do all of this functionality that they were missing. But it's also going to open up opportunities for us moving forward. And we can talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah. Well, tell me about the stuff that was missing that you guys kind of filled in this gap here, because it sounds pretty
two big features that are maybe deceptively simple. The first is just the ability to share your online account with an employee, business partner, an accountant, a tax advisor, whatever it is. So we're introducing a system of permissions and entitlements that allow the business managers to grant access, either access to every account or access to just view accounts, really fine-tuned control and access to their online banking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really powerful. It lets them leverage the employee base that they may already have. It lets their partners kind of access accounts easily and get the info they need without sharing spreadsheets and documents and PDFs over email.
Okay. And so what was the why behind it? Is it just because you guys found these gaps and you just, you know, hey, let's build a better mousetrap, basically?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that we knew was an issue out there. But, you know, there are bigger market trends going on as well that really speak to the opportunity for business banking. So first of all, if you just look at the current batch of neobanks and challenger banks, many of them are business focused first. So Mercury might be one of the better known ones, focused exclusively on kind of the entrepreneur community and startups. And, you know, these business banks are getting traction because small businesses are desperate for better digital banking solutions.
Got that right.
You know, I think they've only had access to really kind of the second rate products at the biggest banks. So, you know, these big banks, they focus on consumer first. And then they kind of say, oh, you're a small business. Why don't you come into the branch and just we'll talk you through this online account opening or this loan experience. So they've really been secondhand citizens, second tier citizens in some way. And this new batch of neobanks is really addressing that. So the market trends are definitely pointing to kind of this revolution in business banking technology. And then, of course, for BankJoy, you know, we are looking to serve more clients. We're looking to add more partners every day, and having a bigger product suite that includes business banking is going to let us serve those credit unions that have a large business membership base.
Yeah, so it sounds like you guys are positioning credit unions, or better positioning them to handle small businesses, right? I mean, and that enhances their value, obviously, especially.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I mean, I think the timing's perfect because over the course of the pandemic and 2021. We've seen kind of small business lending be a more and more important part of credit union operations. Once they get these loans out there, the question is now what? So you have a loan out to a business, but they're still banking at Chase. They're still at Bank of America. You don't have insight into all of their needs. You don't even know if they're going to need more credit down the road. So the ability to serve that whole business customer is going to deepen those relationships over time. And, and that's something we're really excited to be a part of.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. And having said that, so can you share like a benefit message here? Or what are some of the benefits here? Obviously, again, this allows credit unions to better handle, better manage, better serve the small businesses out there. Any other, what are some of the other benefits that you
guys... So for the small business owner, it's going to be a secure means of sharing access to your financials. And that might be internally just to let people process payments and write those checks, or it might be externally to partners and potential business partners. I think that's first and foremost is just no more sharing passwords, no more sending Excel sheets, grant some secure access. You control exactly what they can see. And that's going to be a huge benefit to a lot of our business members, especially with tax season coming up.
I think. No doubt.
And you know, the second value prop I'd say is we're enabling businesses to make more complex payments right through their online banking portal. Mm-hmm. So we're introducing bulk transfers, the ability to upload essentially just a CSV of 100 transfers that you need to make at once.
Oh wow, okay.
And you know, what we've heard is that folks are going to use that for payroll, for some simple payroll use cases, but also just to pay vendors at the end of the month or end of the quarter.
Yeah, good idea.
We heard actually a few credit unions told us they were actually doing this manually. And so they have a small business department.
Yeah.
And at the end of the month, essentially, they receive 5, 10, 15 spreadsheets over email.
Oh my gosh.
And have to manually process those one by one.
Oh my gosh.
So I think we're going to automate that and save some people some time.
Hallelujah. Yes. Oh my goodness. Aye, aye, aye. Hey, so what's the ultimate goal here? Again, obviously better to me, I think the message here is better serving small businesses and positioning the credit unions in this area, which like you said, is so, so important right now.
Yeah, I think that's right. The ultimate goal here is that we believe the credit unions should have that primary relationship with most small businesses. Mm-hmm. They are unusually well positioned to service kind of the local business, to get to know the local business owners and the local economy. They're already doing the majority of the lending to those small businesses. So we believe that they should be doing the majority of the banking as well. Mm-hmm. The main gap there and reason they're not is just the limitations of the current digital banking products out there. So that's the gap we're trying to close. That's the long-term vision for BankJoy.
Yeah, you guys will knock this one out of the park. I know it just based on the previous work that you guys have done. And it sounds like you're taking the clunkiness out of the current process and you're really making it a sweet, seamless.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a product guy and you know, my background's mostly in, that's exactly right, identifying those clunky user experiences. Yeah. If I can save somebody from sending an email, from opening Excel, then I've done my job, I think.
You bet. All right. Hey, where can folks find out more about it? I assume they go to the BankJoy's website and go check it out.
Yeah, they should check out BankJoy.com and just reach out to really anybody here at BankJoy.
Okay.
We'd be happy to share. We're very excited about this product. So yeah. I think you'll all be hearing more in the next few months as well.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And again, like you said, your timing is spot on with this stuff. So yeah, really look forward to seeing this come out and helping credit unions really, again, better position themselves for these folks because it's desperately needed out there for sure. All right, Mike. Well, I will put those links in the show notes and then so people can get right to you guys and ask any questions or demos or all that good stuff. And yeah, keep up the good work there. You guys are just crushing it every day.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh.